بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Mr. Vice President, distinguished delegates, on the situation of economic, social, and cultural rights, I direct your attention to the deplorable circumstances in Afghanistan, where the economic and humanitarian crisis has become much more severe since the Taliban seized power. Severe economic collapse has gripped Afghanistan, with the World Bank noting a contraction in the economy by nearly 30% following the Taliban's forced takeover. This staggering downturn has hurled the majority of Afghan population into extreme poverty. Presently, a significant proportion of the populace contends with profound food and water scarcities, which have been further intensified by calamities caused by climate change. Despite the critical humanitarian situation that impacts more than 29.2 million individuals, the Taliban have and state allocated significant financial resources to military and security initiatives. The repercussions of this misallocation are severe, as exemplified by the Taliban's inadequate response to the earthquakes that struck eastern Afghanistan in June 2022 and in Herat in October 2023, reducing GDP growth by an estimated 0.5 to 0.8%. These events resulted in the loss of more than 3,000 lives and caused widespread destruction, with women and children being disproportionately affected. As recognized by the UNFCCC, Afghanistan remains one of the top 10 climate vulnerable countries, a situation worsened by the current regime's disregard for environmental policy and international collaboration. Since the Taliban's forced takeover, their vast incapabilities and inabilities have led to freezing of hundreds of millions of dollars in aid previously earmarked for climate response. This freeze exacerbates Afghanistan's already limited capacity to adapt to and mitigate the severe effects of climate change. The education paralysis in Afghanistan is starkly evident, as the closure of secondary schools for girls affecting the educational journey of around 2 million female students. The literacy rate for Afghan women, which improved significantly over the last two decades to reach approximately 30%, now teeters on the precipice of decline. Additionally, employment opportunities have been severely restricted, particularly for women. In general, the unemployment rate has surged, potentially affecting over 500,000 Afghans by the end of the year, compounding the economic crisis. Before 2021, women engaged in various sectors of society supported by constitutional protections. These rights have been grievously restricted. An estimated 60,000 enterprises owned by women have ceased operations, and women have been systematically marginalized from the labor force, including NGOs and the United Nations. This has enormously affected their capacity to offer and engage in critical social and economic services. Access to health care has also declined, as a system that once substantially enhanced outcomes for children and women has collapsed. Disruptions in essential health care services and the misallocation of vital funds have resulted in a healthcare crisis since the Taliban's takeover. As per the World Health Organization, more than 90% of health facilities are facing critical supply shortages. And the maternal mortality rate, which had decreased from 1,302 to 395 per 100,000 live births from 2000 to 2020, is expected to rise again dramatically. Access to essential medical care has been severely restricted due to prohibitions and restrictions on the employment of women in the healthcare sector. This has further exacerbated the mental health crisis that is prevalent among women and girls, as indicated by the increasing rates of suicide and widespread psychological disorders. Data from local NGOs indicate a surge in mental health issues, which some clinics reporting a 50% increase in patients seeking mental health services, especially among women and children. The once robust stream of international aid to Afghanistan has diminished sharply. The UN Offices for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs notes that global development assistance, formerly amounting to around 40% of the nation's GDP, has dwindled significantly, triggering a ripple effect across all sectors. On behalf of the people of Afghanistan, I would like to express our gratitude to the international community for its unwavering and continuous support in providing aid to Afghan people during these challenging times. However, this aid not always reached its intended recipients and vulnerable groups due to the Taliban's intervention. The recommendations provided today by the distinguished delegates cannot and will not be possible without making Taliban accountable for their actions. In light of this, we advocate for establishing rigorous monitoring and supervision mechanism to ensure that aid is delivered effectively and reaches those most in need. It's critical that our collective efforts are not diluted by efficiencies or corruption, inefficiencies and corruption, that every contribution tangibly improves the lives of the Afghan people. Today, the necessity for the autonomous investigative body to confront human rights violation in Afghanistan is more pressing than ever in light of the prevailing circumstances. A mechanism of this nature would furnish an essential forum for the victims to seek redress and justice, thereby shedding light on the possibility of restoring peace and justice in Afghanistan. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.